Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, May 20th, 2026 edition. Just to continue with this Democrat package of bills in the state Senate being proposed, I don't see them going anywhere at all in the Republican majority House. Could be wrong. But this is amazing what the Democrats wrote these bills for. Ban voter intimidation and suppression. Expand language access for non-English speaking voters. Create remedies for disabled voters facing inaccessible polling locations. And require local governments to notify the state before making election-related changes impacting participation or representation. Require local governments. That means your local township, municipality, clerk's offices would have to notify the state before making election-related changes impacting participation or representation. Well, you know what that's aimed at? Local clerks cleaning up the qualified voter files. Removing dead people. Removing people who no longer live in the township or the county or even the state. Local units, municipal, township, city, village clerks, they run the elections. They are the ones that interact with the people at the lowest, most local level, and they are in charge of running the elections. They are in charge of their qualified voter files. Even though the state of Michigan Bureau of Elections provides qualified voter files, the local township, city, and village clerks are responsible for maintaining them, updating them, removing people who are dead. Even county clerks, per their own qualified voter file manual, as of January 1st, 2023, county clerks can remove dead people. It's in their book. It's in their manual. Chapter 4, page 9. Look it up. But now these Democrats in Lansing want to require local governments to notify the state before making any election-related changes that would impact participation or representation. Wonder why they want the state to be in control. Chang, senator from Detroit, said her portion of the legislation would expand language assistance requirements for local governments beginning in 2030, including translating the ballots, election materials, and polling location signs in communities, require them to meet specific thresholds for limited English proficient voters. Geese said her legislation would require local governments to publicly disclose major election-related changes, including voter roll maintenance procedures and election systems restructuring. This is absolutely amazing. And what basically triggered all this? Well, the fact that Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop, my wife, in full disclosure, ran on in the November 5th, 2024 general election against the former county clerk, Cheryl Guy, on a very simple campaign promise to restore election integrity in Antrim County. Every mailer, every ad in the newspaper said she believes there was dead people and people that no longer lived in Antrim County on the qualified voter files. She ran on it. In Antrim County, she got 62% of the vote. Almost two-thirds of the people living in Antrim County wanted her to do this. The former clerk, Cheryl Guy, that screwed up the 2020 election, put Antrim County in the national headlines, state headlines, got 38% of the vote. People understood she was incompetent and too stupid to run the elections in Antrim County. She admitted at a county commissioner's meeting that she erased the election night results in her office in the master tabulator machine in the clerk's office, that she deleted or told her staff to delete the entire election. And you know what they did? 2 days later, Thursday, when the canvassers came, they got all the tabulator tapes and all the flash drives together from each township, city, village in Antrim County and reconstructed the election off of the local tapes, off of the local flash drives, because she had screwed up a patch in the main voter tabulating machine in her office. When Dominion shipped her a patch for both Central Lake and Mancelone Township, she installed them incorrectly. And it therefore threw off all the algorithms for the entire county. On election night of 2020, Antrim County turned in numbers to the Secretary of State's office from Cheryl Guy saying that Joe Biden won Antrim County. Gary Peters beat John James for the U.S. Senate in Antrim County. In our very conservative Republican county, every Republican lost, including our incumbent Congressman Jack Bergman. He lost to the Democrat from the UP that nobody even knew who he was. And now these Democrats want legislation passed that would put these elections into a central database at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. This is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, I'm not sure whether Matt Hall and the House Republicans would even consider taking these bills up or not, but we shall see. We shall see. Going to be very, very interesting to see where it goes. Central Elections Database, pitched as part of National Voting Rights Act. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. There's other stories I'm going to talk about today coming from Lansing, because again, we're focused on Michigan news, Michigan politics. One of them regarding mobile home parks. Very, very interesting developments going on regarding mobile home parks in the state of Michigan. For the past, 5 to 6 years of work in the legislature, first in the House and now in the Senate. Senator John Cherry, Democrat of Flint, reintroduced legislation, Senate bills, regarding mobile home regulations, resident protections, and other items. The bills passed nearly unanimously out of the Senate yesterday. Where all is this coming from? Complaints from the Swartz Creek Estate residents. It's a compromise with the Michigan Manufactured Housing Association, require stricter regulations on Michigan's roughly 1,100 mobile home communities. And it provides an opportunity for their residents to be able to buy the park that they live in if it goes up for sale. The proposed bills would also provide for the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, known as MSHDA, to provide financial assistance if needed. The bills are not aimed at responsible owners of these parks who run good parks and treat the residents with dignity, while the bad ones drive down standards. When unlicensed operators cut corners on water, safety, and basic upkeep, it damages the reputation of every legitimate owner in the state. While the residents own their homes, they rent the land and the amenities inside the park. So, Senate bills 934, 35, 36, 37, 38, and 939 would require every mobile home in the state to register with the state and would require that the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs would create a searchable database of all park owners. Very interesting legislation. It passed nearly unanimously. There were a few no votes. We'll get into that as well. And why did the Republicans vote no? Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, The Good Words Book by Rick Randall.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one. Just starting into this list of bills put forward by the Democrats and some Republicans co-sponsors. Yesterday, five of the six bills passed with either three or two no votes. One of them passed unanimously. Senate Minority Leader running for Governor Eric Nesbitt, Lana Tice from Brighton, and Thomas Elbert from Lowell all cast at least one no vote on the bills. Republican Elbert said he supports penalties for park owners who operate without a license and when they don't notify the residents of a pending sale. However, he said he was concerned that the other pieces of the package could raise costs to the residents and the parks as far as additional fees being paid to the state of Michigan. There's a risk that it would put a lot of mobile home parks out of business. These people would need to find a new place to live. If they own their mobile home, they would have to pay the cost to move it. Raising fees and making it harder for people to live in the places is not a solution. Well, the Democrat, Cherry, responded that if 100% of the potential fee increases were passed down to residents under these bills, the monthly increase per resident would only be about 70 cents, not even a dollar. The legal framework regulating these communities in the past has not been meaningful and hasn't been updated since 1987, almost 40 years ago. Cherry said, resulting in a growing pattern of unlicensed operations, deteriorating infrastructure, even sudden park closures. We've seen water service shutoffs that has left Michigan families with very little recourse. while putting responsible park owners at a competitive disadvantage against operators who simply ignore the law and run the parks with cheaper expenses. One of the constituents of Cherry, Holly Hook, she is a mobile home community member and constituent of Senator Cherry's, who flagged certain issues in Swartz Creek. I've seen residents struggle with unsafe conditions. We have discolored drinking water. We have failing infrastructure. We even have sewage issues. Raw sewage up on top of the surface of the soil. These long overdue reforms give people hope in a real way to fix these problems when they come up. Very, very interesting. And one of the things I can understand why it passed with both Republican and Democrat support is if these mobile home park operators decide to sell the parks. In one particular situation, the residents were not given any notification of a pending sale to a venture capital company out of a different state. I believe it was New York. Seeing and looking at the project purely as a potential for investment and return, shortly after acquiring the project, notices were taped on people's doors that the rent was going up $100 a month. No advance notice, no ability to even respond to the new owner. Many residents hired an attorney and tried to stop the rent increase to no avail. Nothing in their rental agreements stopped a new owner from doing it. Well, back just last week, mobile home park residents will now have a chance to buy if the owner wants to sell the park. Ahead of accepting any final offers, park owners must first notify the residents and Lara of their intentions to sell or transfer ownership of the park. Residents would have 60 days to inform the owner if they would like to purchase the park themselves, and if so, the sale to the residents would be incentivized with a 15% tax credit under these bills. Very interesting set of bills being looked at in Lansing. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gun.